This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you are familiar with an author by the name of Scott Peck. He wrote a number of books. One of his most famous is a book called The Road Less Traveled. It begins with a three-word sentence that's become famous. And here are the three words. Life is hard. Life is hard. And he says this, that once you acknowledge that life is hard, it becomes easier. It's interesting. Once you acknowledge that life is hard, then it becomes easier. It's when people refuse to face that life is hard that they have problems. Someone told me after the second service that John Wayne said, life is hard and it's even harder if you're stupid. I don't know if that's true. But that's what somebody told me that John Wayne said at one point in his life. But I would agree with Scott Peck and John Wayne. Life is hard. But here's what I want to say to you. I want to take it a step further. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. Life is hopeless without Jesus Christ. Life is hopeless. Why? Because I said so? Because I've made some determination on my own, in my own intellect and volition? No. Jesus Christ would say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus would say, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. If those statements are true, life without him is hopeless. I really believe that with all my heart. What I'd like to do is just a little verse by verse, and then we're going to share with you, those of you that take notes, get ready to write down four statements today. First of all, in verse 1, it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. Go right into verse 2. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. We're going to talk about that in a minute, about the progression there. You come to believe in Jesus, and as a result of that, you love God and you love people, and then you start carrying out his commands. We'll talk about that in a minute, what it means to carry out his commands. Verse 3, this is the love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome, meaning they're not a hassle. They're not a pain. I'll talk about that. For everyone, verse 4, born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. How many of you have a pair of shoes or a t-shirt or some athletic gear that either has the word Nike on it or the Nike symbol? Raise your hand. Look how many people have that. Did you know the word Nike means victory? And it's the exact word that's used in this text. It's actually pronounced Nike in the Greek. And so the next time you see your Nike shoes or your Nike t-shirt or your Nike logoed hat, remember it has to do with the word that John used here, that this is the victory. This is the Nike that has overcome the world, even our faith. I want you to write down four statements today. The first one about life change is this. Real life change comes about when we believe who Jesus is. Real life change comes about when we believe who Jesus is. I've talked about this so I'm just going to talk briefly about it. Believing who Jesus is not just a statement of mental assent. Yeah, I guess I believe. Yeah, I guess I believe in George Washington. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Lincoln, and we were taught that in school. I believe in Jesus Christ. To believe in Jesus means you acknowledge everything that he is in your personal life. When you believe in Jesus, that means you acknowledge everything he is in your marriage, your relationship, husband to wife, wife to husband. When you believe in Jesus, it impacts your relationship with your children because everything in your life changes because you happen to believe who Jesus is. It makes a life-changing difference in every relationship on this earth.
And with that, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel, to hear Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.